Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Tim with Walker. Steve Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim, Walker, Ray.
And Dr. Ray Pritchard. Ray is on with us from Kansas City. What's Kansas City known for, Ray?
Barbecue.
Barbecue.
That's the first thing that comes up, isn't it?
Yeah. And some of the best barbecue in the world. Although that would be argued by people in Memphis and North Carolina, but it's mighty good.
Now, is it known for the brisket or the beef or the pork or what?
You know, a lot of the pork. Brisket is, you know, if you talk brisket, that's Texas, right? I mean, we live down in Texas, live and die with brisket. You can get it here in Kansas City, but a lot of good pork.
Memphis is known for the pork. Now, J.J. Jasper, who hails from Owensboro, Kentucky, even though it's much smaller than the places you've mentioned, he would say put Owensboro in that group.
For barbecue?
That's what he... He'll be here tomorrow. I'll put him on the spot.
ask him about that.
Hey, Ray, when I was last in Kansas City, I went to the Negro Baseball Hall of Fame. You got to go see that. It is just a fantastic display about the Negro Leagues back in the day.
So the Hall of Fame is here in Kansas City. I didn't know that.
For the Negro Baseball.
Really?
Right.
I can't remember what the name of that league was, but it was the black baseball before they allowed them in the major leagues. And the other thing Kansas City is known for is good jazz and blues.
Oh, really?
Have you been to a concert up there?
No, nope, I just know the history. I mean, it's when Ray Charles says, "I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come."
Yeah. True.
And they got some pretty little women there, and he was going to get him one.
Steve,
that's just
you might want to. You might want to stop right there.
Can you hand me that stapler over there?
You're
going to get a solid
little
trouble
women.
Now.
You're talking about Ray Charles.
You're just quoting Ray Charles. That's all I'm doing. That's all we're doing here, people.
Quoting a Ray Charles song about Kansas City.
I think
where
it was Ray
said,
Charles.
Pretty little.
Got some pretty little women there. I'm going to get me one.
Okay. Welcome back to American Family
Radio. Right. There you go.
All right. So Ray Charles knew that they were pretty.
Apparently.
All righty then. Listen, speaking of Kentucky, there's a story on the Fox News Channel. A gentleman by the name of Forrest Hunter of Lawrenceburg, and I'm not sure where Lawrenceburg is in Kentucky. Anyway, he was shopping in the Walmart there in his town in the sporting goods section, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he needed assistance. Well, however, however, there was no employee in sight. So he's at the sporting goods counter, no employee in sight. He's there at Walmart. And he decided to take the matter into his own hands. So he picked up the intercom.
Oh, no.
Mike.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, no.
He picked up the intercom, Mike, and let everyone in the store know that he needed help. He said this. Forrest said this to all Walmart people.
Is it Walmart?
Patrons and, patrons and employees alike. He said, quote, "Customer needs assistance in sporting goods, please. I'm the customer."
Brilliant.
I can't tell you how many times I've wanted to do that.
Actually, I just got to say, if you go in Walmart late at night and you're wanting to go to the sporting goods and maybe get a hunting license or ammunition or something, you can just forget it because that's when they stock their shelves. So they draw all the employees to the back, to the loading dock, and they're stocking shelves. So
you have to...
You're on your own, basically.
You got to run around finding somebody, and then they got to find somebody because they're not over sporting goods.
I understand. So. Well, I'm sure Walmart would say, "No, sir, we're supposed to have an employee there at the counter, but..."
Yeah, maybe my one or two
times.
They got
to take a bathroom break sometime.
Right.
But anyway, this is Over 2 million people. This is this video of this gentleman doing this at Walmart in Kentucky, Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, has gone viral. So anyway.
That's going to give people some ideas now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wouldn't if everybody starts doing this, it's going to be chaos. So it was funny one time, but don't everybody start doing this.
That's right.
Grabbing the microphone at Walmart. But I guess, now I have been to stores. We've all been to stores, Walmart or others, where you sit there for 5 minutes or more, and then you start looking around, and then you start wondering, well, should I go behind the counter? Should I, you know, should I?
Right.
Where are these people? Where's the guy who's supposed to be helping me? And then you, and then what happens is you go to another person's section, right? Mm-hmm. Another employee, and then you say, I need some help over here. And if they're nice, they'll say, well, I'll see what I can do, but. If some of them have the attitude, that ain't my section, so I'm sorry, sir. You know what I'm saying? I got to stay here and handle my section.
I think you'd want to think twice about making somebody that's shopping for a gun angry. I'm just saying.
Duly noted. Duly noted, Steve. Anyway, all right, Steve Jordahl, what's happening?
I got to tell you, the House, Congress is looking into Facebook and its and bias and the
Congress is defriending them.
Congress probably did defriend them. But so when someone goes before in testimony before Congress, you're used to seeing them. In fact, when Mark Zuckerberg himself went, every answer started with, "Well, Mr. Senator, this and that," and he's very respectful. Congress has never met someone like Diamond and Silk, who are sitting today before the House Judiciary Committee. Diamond and Silk, as you know, they're Trump supporters who are often on Fox. They've become celebrities. Their real names are Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle Richardson. And they sat down and they gave the Congress committee an earful. Listen to this.
Facebook censored our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored. Yet, when the Black Lives Matter people complain about it, oh, everybody is up in arms. Let me just say this here. If the shoe was on the other foot and Mark Zuckerberg was a conservative and we were liberals, oh, all fences and all chains would have broke loose. You know it and I know it. Democrats. But what I find appalling is that these Democrats, they don't want to take up for our voice.
Democrats
because
would
we support
be in
the
street.
President.
Democrats would be in the street right now, like marching to, and
I'd
calling
like
him all
a,
type of racist.
I'd like to
That's
give you a little bit more
right
time.
That's Whoa. In the Senate?
That was in a House committee hearing, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I know who's holding court there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, it ain't the congressman.
And I hate to be the senator who interrupts them.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
don't
right.
mess with, what is it, Diamond and Silk, is that it?
Diamond and Silk are
and the
stage names.
The thing about it is.
Don't mess with them.
The thing about it is they feed off each other. So well, you know, it's like a tag team.
Right.
You know, one of them is pouncing you, and they reach over outside the ring and tag the other one, and the other one comes in and starts pouncing you. You don't have a chance against these ladies. All right, so that happened today?
That was this morning. It was about less than an hour ago.
That's beautiful.
I got that off.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I happen to be tuning in. And by the way, I was doing a whole lot of other things, including monitoring this show, so I know what has been discussed and everything. So I just popped in for a second, and I caught that. Who knows what else they said, and the fact that I was able to get it at just that time is probably more than serendipity, because it's probably the way their whole testimony was. One of the things going viral online, and a reporter out of Oakland, California, Frank Somerville, caught a group of teens who were getting ready for their prom. They were at dinner at this Longhorn Steakhouse, and he took a picture of them praying. And I'll show you, Tim. I'll show you the picture.
Okay.
They were praying before their meal.
Right.
It looks like about 10 or 12 of these teens. And they were holding hands, and they were bowing in prayer before the meal. And you would think that that's great. The journalist, whose name is Frank Somerville, posted it. And he says, I just want to share a picture of my daughter and her friends at prom night. Now, with the stories about today's teenagers, about all the things they're getting into trouble, this picture speaks for itself. Well, the internet came alive with a whole bunch of people saying things like, saying grace over your food says nothing of your moral compass, integrity, or character. I see well-behaved people doing terrible things, misbehaving all the time. Being a Christian doesn't mean they're well-behaved. My guess is their opinion on gay marriage, interracial families, equal rights, and other things we hold dear might not thrill you. They just got taken apart.
Welcome to the world of social media.
I know.
Wow.
These poor kids, they look like nice kids, and they are very obviously praying before their meal.
You mean that's all they're doing? That the picture was of them praying before the meal, the internet goes nuts.
Walker, I'm thinking you can put that up on our Facebook page, and you all can see for yourself.
What did they do to deserve?
Basically, it's probably a bunch of Christian haters, trolls on social media who want to mock the teenagers for praying at dinner.
You know, I've never quite understood, really, I mean this, I've never quite understood why someone who does not believe in God or Jesus Christ wants to mock and ridicule people who do, for sport, basically, because what does it matter to them? What do they care?
Ray, don't you think there's probably a spiritual aspect to that?
Well, back to the whole question of spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. People are angered at the thought that someone would not only believe in God, but would stop, bow their head publicly, and thank him for all his blessings. And those of us who are Christians don't understand the deep spiritual hostility to the things of God. Mm-hmm. And let's understand, I mean, most people, if you see somebody bowing their head and praying, you think that's a nice thing and you don't think anything of it. But there are those out there, Walker, who are so adamantly opposed to God that any public display, even something as innocuous as bowing your head, they take an affront to because, frankly, they hate God. They hate the thought of God.
Mm-hmm. Even though they don't believe he exists.
That's right. Yeah, It seems to me, Tim, like every day we're saying this over and over again. It's Romans 1. Yeah. You know, it's Romans 1 come true. But this is what happens when you turn away from God. Things don't get better. They only get worse. And the hostility in the hearts of some unbelievers is because they hate the God they say they don't believe in.
Yeah. And also, the scripture talks about how you can believe in God, but not believe in Jesus Christ as his son. And so it says, I believe even Satan believes. I think unbelievers can believe in the depths of their heart that there is a God who will eventually judge everyone, all of humanity, and they despise that and they reject it because they don't want to be controlled or judged or be told what
happened. So it bothers them that there are some people who do obey.
Yes, I think so. For some people.
Even though they're not hurting them, they're not bothering them.
Right, right. It's like Ray said, they kind of despise the fact.
Well, Dr. Frank Turek, Steve, says this about atheists, many atheists. He said, I think Ray would say it's hard to find a true atheist. Most of them would say this. They would say, I don't believe in God and I hate him.
Yeah. It's amazing how much energy they put into fighting something that they don't believe in. And Ray, tell me if I'm tracking right here. When you think about it, all sin is original sin. The reason that what Satan came to Eve with was, did God not say, you know more than God. And when someone sees teenagers praying, it's a reminder to that person that despises religion and despises God that they have it over, they think they have it intellectually and every other way over these Christians because, you know, they know, the fact that they're wrong, you know, it's all tied back.
The most basic truth is the truth of the sovereignty of God, which is why, I mean, what's the very first verse of the Bible? In the beginning, God. If you take that verse as true, then you won't have any problems with the rest of the Bible. But if you stumble at in the beginning, God, the rest of the Bible is going to, it's going to ring untrue in your heart. Because if there is a God, if he has created us, if we are made in his image, then Steve, one day, whether you believe in him or not, you're going to stand before that God and give an account for your life. And that is what makes unbelievers so, let's not just say angry, but makes them very nervous and very uncertain, because the Bible says that the image of God, we are made to know God. There is something in us that wants to know the God who created us. So Romans 1, you suppress the truth about God, you turn to idolatry. It's a very frightening thing for an unbeliever to think, what if there's a God? And what if one day I have to stand before him? Makes some people nervous, uncertain. Other people open their hearts and come to Christ. And then some people just get very, very angry. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues here on AFR. Thank you for listening. You can send us an email if you want to. Comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. I'm Tim with Walker, Steve, and joining us from Kansas City is Ray, Dr. Ray Pritchard. So we've got about 7 minutes left today on the program, Steve.
All right, let me get to this quickly, and I'll try to get two things in. The first is Quinnipiac University likes to poll. It does polls, and it likes to poll the popularity of certain politicians. In other words, when you say that President Trump has a 50% approval rating, that's probably from Quinnipiac. Well, they took an approval rating of Nikki Haley. They wanted to see what people thought, and 63% of American voters approve of her job performance. Only 17 say they disapprove. And here's the remarkable thing. 55% of Democrats say they approve of how she's doing her job. Do you know that 56% of Democrats think approve of Chuck Schumer? And the same amount, 55%, think that Nancy Pelosi is doing a good job. So the Democrats themselves like Nikki Haley as much as they like Nancy Pelosi.
She's the UN ambassador appointed by President Trump.
Is indeed. And we've played her often here. We've played quotes from her. She's really a strong representative mm-hmm. for the United States, doing a great job.
Former governor of South Carolina. So
55% of Democrats said they approve. She's got an approval rating of 55%, the same as Nancy Pelosi.
That's Nancy Pelosi. If you were to survey Democrats, she's become a liability.
Yeah.
They may not. If you're only polling 55-56% of your own party, it thinks you're doing a good job, you're not doing a good job.
Right.
As far as they're concerned. Now, I just hope Nancy Pelosi continues to do a poor job. You know, I think I would like to see her continue.
She's got an awful lot of debt that she can collect, political debt that she can collect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's why she can stay in power as long as she is.
Definitely built a power base there. What's next?
This is from our Dumb and Dumber file.
Don't know much about history.
And today's Dumb and Dumber Award goes to an attorney that was representing a man who got thrown out of a bar in Manhattan because he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, the red MAGA hat. Well, yes. So
Kanye West got thrown out of a bar?
It wasn't Kanye. It was not Kanye. It was another guy, Greg Piatek. He's from Philadelphia, but he was in New York, and he was wearing his hat, and he got thrown out. And so he sued the bar that he got thrown out of. Now, he lost the suit, but I think it's because of his lawyer. This is what his lawyer said. He was paying a spiritual tribute to the victims of 9/11. The Make America Great Again hat was part of his spiritual belief. And instead of removing his hat, he held true to his spiritual belief and was forced from the bar. So now the MAGA thing is, because
that's the weakest argument.
which is why the lawyer gets the Dumb and Dumber Award today.
That's lawyer. Right.
And
judge,
get your money back, buddy.
The judge asked him how many members are in this spiritual program your client is engaged in, and the lawyer said, "Your Honor," whose name is Legiri, "Your Honor, we don't allege the amount of individuals." So the judge says, "So it's a creed of one," and yes, Your Honor, replied the lawyer, "It is."
Oh, brother!
So
you need to do your homework on your lawyer.
That's like an article from The Onion.
You would think so, right?
But the judge said. Now, that is a ridiculous representation for the gentleman, but did he really They really said if you can't have that hat on in this store?
The judge said that political affiliation is not a protected class, and therefore you can discriminate against them all you want.
Okay. Well,
only unless you're the Christian Baker.
Well, this is what I was wondering if maybe the Christian bakers and photographers now just say, I won't serve Democrats, because I'm not sure how many gay couples that are looking to get married and use the services of these people would claim to be Republicans.
Yeah, but at some point, you can't be doing that if you're in business because, you know, it's like Michael Jordan used to say, the famous basketball player, you know, they said, you know, why don't you get more involved in racial
politics,
and he says, well, you know, Republicans buy tennis shoes too. Mm-hmm. and so I think the same could be said of anybody else. You wouldn't want to say no Democrats
but
I understand your point. You're saying
if it were the other way around,
political, you can, according to this judge, of course it's two different things in terms of the states. This is in New York.
Yep.
But anyway, do you see where now Kanye West? I'm sure a lot of you folks have his CDs, and after you get through listening to this program, we'll go back to your Kanye West greatest hits. Do rappers have greatest hits, Walker?
Yeah, they do.
Do they, Ray?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't
anyway,
name one, but yeah.
For those who don't know, Kanye West is a very famous, maybe the most well-known, one of the most well-known rappers in the world. And so he is, you know, a hip-hop, you know, god, if you will, with a little G. So he's supposed to be liberal on everything. And I don't know him. I don't know his politics very well. I think he hails from New Orleans but anyway, he had a tweet where he said he liked Donald Trump, basically, didn't he, Ray?
Well, and he said that he and Mr. Trump were quote dragon spirits.
Yeah. Now I'm not.
I don't know what
that I'm not. I'm not a dragon spirit. I've been tested for that, and that's not my gift. But anyway. What he was saying was that they both have high energy and go at life with full gusto. I think that's what he was saying by the dragon spirit thing. But he was wearing a Make America Great hat yesterday.
Yeah.
The point is that the left is going nuts because one of their own, who can they consider their own, one of their icons, has identifying with the great Satan. And so the great Satan being President Trump. So they don't know exactly what to do with that. I don't know if it'll hurt.
They're going ballistic over it, that's for
but,
sure.
But what Kanye West was saying too the other day was, hey, he's been listening to some radio talk show host, which I do not know her. She's a conservative black woman, and he says he agrees with her ideas.
Wow.
He likes her ideas. So, and, you know, quite frankly, if more African-American folks would be exposed to conservative ideas and thinking and get past the label, to thinking, well, all conservatives are racist, which is completely not true, then the ideas that conservatives have help everybody, including the black community.
Yeah.
But you've got to get past, you know, the vanguard of the left that's up to keep a lot of black Americans from even understanding this. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Ray, thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Walker, appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow for Trivia Friday.